Here at the 2012 World Pork Expo, we just listened to a presentation that Beringer Ingelheim put on about really about the problems, the issues that producers have with respiratory diseases. And one of the presenters was Dr. Darren Madsen, who is an assistant professor of pathology at Iowa State University in the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory. And Dr. Madsen, you talked about the latest research findings regarding PCV2 in utero. And first of all, tell us how common is this infection in utero?
The in utero infection is actually fairly common if vaccine is not used. We've done some studies at Iowa State a few years ago before vaccine was being commonly used in sow farms. And what we found between five sow farms across the Midwest is that on average about 40% of the piglets being born are infected with PCV2 in utero. Now, that varied between sow farms from as low as 17% to as high as 71%, but on average, somewhere around 40% of the pigs being born, if the sows were not previously vaccinated, they'd be infected with PCV2.
And what is it? How do you know that? What happens to those pigs?
Well, that's a great question. When, there's been some research that's shown that in utero infection will promote or other diseases as the pigs grow. So PCV2 is kind of the big player, maybe cause some immunosuppression, and then they succumb to other diseases. That research has been shown. Some pigs will defend themselves and recover. So it all depends on the biology and certain circumstances, what actually happens. But we do know that in utero infection can cause increased disease later on and as the pig grows.
Now, you did some research in controlling this by vaccination. Tell us about that.
We've done multiple studies with sow vaccine. We've done a couple different models. The one big model we did was semen, infected semen, at a really, really high dose, higher than can actually naturally occur. But what we found is that the vaccine completely diminished any clinical signs of PCV2 associated reproductive failure and almost rendered the sows completely negative to the infection. They didn't have viremia in a couple instances. So the vaccine really, really helped prevent that in that model anyway.
Well, how safe is vaccinating sows?
Sow vaccination is very safe from what we've done. There's previously vaccines to sows, sometimes they, what they call zing them or give them a little bit of a fever because of the vaccine and the adjuvants in them and can cause some problems. Well, in this vaccine, we haven't found any of that. At this point, the vaccine is safe to give to pregnant animals. It won't cause any associated problems of abortion or premature termination of the pregnancy.
Is that unique in your opinion?
I don't think so. The vaccines these days are much safer and the adjuvants are much better so that these pigs can adapt to it. So as the industry moves forward in vaccinology, I don't think this is going to be a problem.
Any reason you can think of that a producer would not want to vaccinate them?
Well, there are each situation is slightly different. In general, if it's a very clean herd and not a whole lot of problems with other secondaries, just incoming gilts might be enough. But if it's a fairly infected herd with multiple different pathogens, say PRRS, MHIO, SIV, in those instances, yes, I would recommend vaccinating for PCV2 because that'll help your immune system that you can combat those other diseases. And you need to work with your local veterinarian to make sure the timing is correct.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.